Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Moving Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. Weather all over the place. Coach, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm good, Clark. I'm going to steal one from Brian Gary as everybody's singing the blues out there this morning. But
the blues jam is coming to Greeley, by the way.
Different blues, huh? But nope. That will be better than the game last night. But the Avs just had a bad game, didn't they?
I'm texting with my buddy in Florida, and we're just right from the beginning. We said this just doesn't look great. It wasn't for lack of energy. They skated okay in the first period. They're tape to tape passing. Their execution was poor. Did not execute the whole night. Had chances, didn't execute. That's a different thing. And you take a team that just looks so good. It's like that beautiful, beautiful girl that every time you see her, she looks like a million bucks. Every once in a while, she's got a night where she stays in. Avalanche stayed in last night. They did not show up. Do I worry about that? No. St. Louis, by the way, very good hockey team. Knew that from the outset. Now I'm thinking back to the first game going, wow, even though we dominated that game and it should have been a rout, pretty lucky we escaped with that because we got beat last night. So now Saturday, okay, let's kick the engines in. Let's get this thing going. If this team's as good as I think they are, I expect them to go to St. Louis and win twice.
Well, and I hope
it'll
they
be
do
tough,
win. I hope they do win twice, but you got to at least get, I mean, you got to get that split. Win that first game, yep. Take some pressure off.
Oh, there's no doubt. And a split, and we get closer, you shorten that series, and then you start to use the A word. Anything can happen.
That's right.
So
just like that
just
first
saying.
Game, as dominant as they were,
right.
Anything could have happened in that overtime period. Fortunately, it went the Avs way.
Yeah, unfortunately for my wallet, too. I got all the way through it. I had Tampa Bay in front of that, and they won again. Boy, Florida looks like they're going to choke it. Tampa Bay, could they win three in a row? Maybe. Maybe they could. The Avs last night. I'm not just going to say it happens. Even to the very best teams, think of all the teams you've coached. Even the teams... the 25-0 Res team, did they have a night like that?
We had a night when we weren't sharp.
And you had to get by.
And, we're just good enough.
Just right. It happens,
though. To win.
It happens. So take that for what it is. Give St. Louis the credit last night. They played great. I expect the Avalanche to group together, go on the road. I think home ice advantage in hockey, I think it's the least advantage there is in any of the major sports to play on the road. I don't think it's that big a deal at all. So I think the Avs go to St. Louis, and I think if they're as good as I think they are, they'll win two in St. Louis. They'll be tough games, but I think they win two now. But in the back of your mind, it creeps in, though. The Avs have stumbled in the second round the last 2 years. Don't tell me here we go again, okay? So that's the get there. Yesterday, we lamented about Troy Story.
We got him going, didn't
about T Story, and so last night all he does is homer three times and drive in seven.
Wow,
runs.
I actually happened to catch that
Trevor
game.
I said Troy Story
in the middle of
Trevor
it.
Story,
and he was coming up to bat, and they were talking about, well, Trevor's had a nice night so far.
Sure.
He's had two-run home runs, finishes the night with three seven RBIs, second time in his career that he's had seven RBIs, and he's a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you loved want it. Him to succeed.
Sure.
Would we have loved to kept him as a Rocky,
sure.
But he made probably the right choice for him. But it's not been easy for him the start of the Boston season.
No, that's right. He came in last night hitting .205, and now he's hitting .230 coming out of there. So he raised his average 25 points last night, 7 ribbies, though. You're right, though. Think about him on the Rockies, and you can say that about a lot of Rockies. How many times did you hear a Rocky spout off? How many times you? It's kind of what we've had in Colorado. We haven't had a lot of loudmouths in pro athletes out here. It's been a pretty good run of pro athletes and their character out here, I think.
You know, and the current roster, the Rockies have struggled as late, but even the signing of Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant really wanted to come to Colorado.
Sure.
I mean, he had thought he was going to be drafted as an amateur, thought he was going to end up a Rocky, and the Cubs went in just the pick ahead of the Rockies and took him, you know, but he still had those connections with some of the personnel in the Rockies, and once it came to a free agent signing, they were able to offer him the contract he was satisfied with and has stated this is a place that he grew up playing baseball, sure, in Colorado, sure, on a travel team and liked it and had some connections, and you never know where you're going to end up.
We want to thank Advanced Roofing Technologies, Brad Evans, his great staff out there. Brad will probably be shooting us some updates. We're going to get into the regionals right here and weather contingencies, all that good stuff here in a second, so hang on. But he'll be out at the Res Christian game as they travel to Brush for regionals this weekend. Give him a call. You need to help with your roof. You got questions about roofing issues, Advanced Roofing Technologies is the place to call. Once you get them on your side, boom, they're a refrigerator item. You stick them up on the fridge. Anytime you have a problem, you give that number. Number to call 970-663-0203. It is Advanced Roofing Technologies. Okay, here's the latest we've heard. For absolutely sure, regionals at Eaton High School are going to go Sunday now, so no baseball tomorrow. 11 o'clock first game, 1:30 second game, 4 o'clock championship. That's Sunday from Eaton. We would expect University to follow suit. However, they're not going to make a decision, it sounds like, till tomorrow morning. So maybe the other contingency was they push starting times back. If they leave it Saturday, they push times back a couple of hours. So that might be what is going to do. We have had, at KFK here, we've had to make a decision today about where we're going to go, what we're going to broadcast. You can't just fly by the seat of your pants. You've got to get it into your logs. You've got to get it done. And so we have decided we were originally going to go out to Tom Roach Field at UH. We'll get back there next weekend because the Final Eight and the state championship weekend are at Tom Roach and Butch Butler. But we're going to go to Eaton tomorrow. So we know the games are going to be out there. Steve Longwell, the AD, is going to put up a nice tent for us out there tomorrow. So we'll see the Reds attack tomorrow at 11 and championship at 4 o'clock.
Sunday.
God, you've got to save me from this. Help everybody out there. Tell me that tomorrow
Rescue
is not
here.
Sunday.
We're not going out tomorrow. Well, we could go out tomorrow. Maybe we could visit.
We could.
Get a Papa John's or something like that in Eaton tomorrow.
We are going to play baseball and broadcast baseball on Sunday. Sunday. 10:30 pregame show on Sunday. 11 o'clock, J9 Agency's first pitch for that first game. We'll probably have about a 2-hour respite in between as that second game goes out in Eaton, and then the championship will probably come back on about 3:45, 4 o'clock and get you the championship, but that's all Sunday. So tomorrow all we have for you, perhaps rewind at 10 o'clock, I'll jump on and give you guys updates about what track and field's going to look like and any other baseball news that we have tomorrow. Also talk to Todd Hernandez and Casey Miller and all that good stuff. So that's Rewind tomorrow.
And anybody that goes out to Eaton tomorrow, there's still some nice restaurants to visit.
That's exactly right.
And a lot of
visit a ton
really
of our sponsors.
Nice
out there,
shops.
Yeah.
You know, there's Elliott's and wherever.
Absolutely. Go get some parts at Gould Parts, folks. Yeah, go over to Heritage Market. Best fried chicken
we'll
in the business.
We'll try to throw them all in here, Clark.
We'll get them all. We'll get them all, boys. So this is, and for you track and field fans, we're going to get Ryan Waslowski. Waz, the Eaton assistant track and field coach, is going to jump on with us here. Waz, today we're going to get on at about 11:40. He's going to give us the one-day update. Eaton had some nice finishes yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
Including a kiddo that won the 3200 state championship. So we'll talk to Waz at 11:40 and get an update there. Also take a look at what, by this time, hopefully, they've made some decisions as thinking about continuing track tomorrow afternoon, maybe Saturday afternoon, or do they wait to Sunday? We'll find out. Talk to Waz. 11:20 here in about 6 or 7 minutes. Eddie Herz from the Reporter Herald's going to jump on. We're going to talk to Eddie about a bunch of stuff. Track and state track and field. Bertha Girls won the 3,200 meter relay yesterday. I think they repeated that second time in a row for them. Girls lacrosse, Thompson Valley is playing for the championship. That's going to be on Sunday at University of Denver. They're going to take on Green Mountain. Bruce knows that school a little bit. Boys baseball, we're going to talk to Eddie about Resurrection Christian and Mike McGarro and company happened to go to Brush.
And
the reason why.
And Loveland, a little creep up in
absolutely.
That RPI and their region as well.
Yep, no doubt about it. Loveland, we're sitting at number, they're the 19th seed in that region. So, yeah, they're going to take on Brighton. They go to Chaparral High School to play that one. So we'll talk to Eddie about that. Thompson Valley baseball, Mountain View baseball is in the mix. As I said, we'll talk a little bit of Res Christian baseball as well. So we got a bunch of stuff to talk to Eddie about. So we'll do that here in a matter of seconds. All right. 3A baseball, the regions. Real quick, let's just run through the 3A matchups. Eaton, that's where we'll be on Sunday, 11 o'clock. They're going to take on the 32 seed Inglewood. That's, for all intents and purposes, a walk in the park. And then things could get interesting. Kent, Denver, and Coleridge will play at 1 o'clock. Is that right? 1:30. I take that back. 1:30 for them. And 4 o'clock, the winners will meet. Think we get Eaton and Kent, Denver, but we'll find out what that looks
like.
We
will find out. Yeah. Those first round games can be interesting. And, with Kent, Denver, they got to win that first one. Eaton should have a much, much easier road that opening game.
Sterling is also the number 3 Patriot League team. They are also hosting against Middle Park. Delta and Bennett are the two teams on the opposite side there. Brush is also hosting the Patriot League's number 4 team, Resurrection Christian, the 5. They're in there, too, from the Patriot League, I should say. So that's a 5 and 12-seeded a couple of teams there. Brush, the 5 seed, gets Salida, the 28. Resurrection Christian, the 12, is going to go against the 21 Basalt. So very, very big chance, Bruce. We're going to have Brush and Res Christian playing Sunday at 4 o'clock in a championship game at Brush High School. And one of them's moving on, one of them's going home.
You know, toughest district there is,
toughest region there is.
And we talked about where would Resurrection get sent after they were likely to be a host before their forfeit to Loveland. And we're thinking they're going to North Park. We're thinking they're going to Manitou Springs.
Bayfield even, maybe.
Yep. Yes. Yep. And, boy, they get sent to Brush. And the 4th-5th team in the Patriot League facing each other off. Unfortunate for Brush, in my opinion, because, you know, Resurrection is such a quality opponent to where if that, you know, wouldn't have taken place, the forfeit, it'd be a whole different gamut in the regions, and the Patriot League would have had a chance to send 5 teams to state.
Platte Valley, the 30 seed. They'll go to Lutheran High School. They'll play that early one there. Winners of the Metro League, Lutheran, of course. Team we talked to Mark Knutson yesterday, the Prospect Ridge Academy coach, and he said Lutheran is certainly the real deal. Should even be playing at a higher level, so we'll see.
Well, I think there's a lot of sentiment there in the Metro League, too, where they're tired of Lutheran being in the 3A division. Where they know they should probably be in the 4A division.
Absolutely. So many of those kids, when the school was down, jumped up and played at higher levels. So they're kind of used to it. At least last year's group was. Lamar and Liberty Common will go in Region 7. That's one I didn't understand. Lamar got to host, but they were 7-2 in the Tri-Peaks. Manitou was 9-1. St. Mary's was 8-1. Both of those records seem better than 7-2 to me, but Lamar got the host spot. So can you figure that out? No.
No.
All right.
You can't. And you know, it's unfortunate that you can't look at the final season RPI.
Sure. Well,
just
they hide
where,
that, you know.
Why are we hiding this?
It's a secret. It's what I used to do with my ice cream bowl late at night in my room. I'd hide it after so my parents couldn't find it. Strasburg, the 27, will go to North Fork High School, the 6th seed. They're the Western Slope champion. And then the one we didn't talk about, University at home. We think that they'll follow suit. They'll go Sunday, but that's not etched in stone yet. University Prospect Ridge Academy tomorrow or Sunday, as we said. That's that first game. Faith Christian and the Academy will battle in the second game there. All right, we're coming back in a moment. We'll jump in. Eddie Herz from the Reporter Herald is next on the program, and we'll talk to him in a moment. Come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. All right, welcome back to the program. Clark and the Coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Friday here. Rain's coming down out there. I thought I saw snow, but I think I was seeing things. But
yeah, rained pretty good on the way here.
Did it? All right.
Intermittently. Go a mile, and it was raining hard. Go a couple miles, and it wasn't raining. Then it'd come back. So
rain all you want, but don't screw it up for Sunday. We don't want to keep chugging this thing backwards.
And
so
protect those crops out there.
Absolutely.
So you don't
Absolutely.
Have such a heavy freeze.
Thank you so much to my good friends out at AMCO, Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Thank you also, Don Scott, who made this thing, just racked this up. Got a great staff underneath him out there, 40 years making it the number one store in the region. Don was my go-to yesterday, sending me track and field information from Eaton Red's track and field out there yesterday. His grandson, Zach Grable, tied for second in the triple jump. And however they do the seeding after that, ends up third on the podium. But we'll talk to Waz about that coming up here in just a little bit. But congrats to Don and his lineage there. Don Scott, 40 years out there, as we said. He's got Lance Pickett, who runs the shop out in Fort Collins for him. That's 226-4477. In Loveland, Dave Martin runs that show over there, 667-3006. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, total car care, folks. Transmissions, brakes, maintenance, they've got it all for you, and they'll knock it out of the park just like they do for me and my family. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Let's get to the Gould Parts Hotline right now, catching up with one of our favorites from the Reporter Herald. Eddie Herz jumps in with us. Eddie, how are you, man?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing good, Eddie.
Fantastic. Man, a lot going on, Eddie. Let's go state track and field first. And perused your Twitter a little bit, got my head looking at some track and field results. Boy, one that caught my mind, Bertha Girls repeat again in the 3,200-meter relay, back-to-back state wins. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, they did. That was a fun one. Three of the same girls from that last year state-winning team. They're actually losing by a couple seconds, a couple feet going to the last leg. Sophomore JC Williams, who's a lock for them in all the distance events, she was the anchor, built a big gap, they ended up winning by 6-7 seconds. So that was pretty exciting to see, especially with three seniors on that relay team. So you know it means a lot to them. Bertha Girls overall are a team to watch for that 3A girls title. Mm. They're right now in second place. A lot of chances to score these next 2 days of state, so definitely a team to keep your eye on from here.
What else, highlighting other Loveland schools that you're looking at, Eddie, what else happened yesterday in track and field, and then we'll talk about the weather a little bit.
Yeah, Kaisa Borman, Loveland senior, she won her third discus title on her third try because she had that COVID season canceled. That was pretty cool to see. She won it pretty dominantly. She's thrown at CSU next year where both of her parents threw. They're actually CSU Hall of Famers, so wow. Cool story there. She's been great to cover. It was awesome to see her kind of go out with a bang.
That is terrific. Any other schools, Eddie, in Loveland, well represented at the state track?
For the most part, they all are, and that's kind of a yearly thing. Thompson Valley Girls, they're in third place, I believe, right now at the
great
4A level. Mountain View boys are really deep on distance, as we've talked about before. They have a senior, Jackson Shorten, who's running at Princeton next year. He has a chance to win the 800-mile and 3,200. He's a top three seed in all three. You don't see that often. He hasn't raced any of those yet, but I like his chances in all those.
Wow, and what a going to Princeton, you know, to run. What an elite school, and that's just phenomenal. I think a lot of times the track kids don't get the notoriety that they deserve, and in Northern Colorado we have some outstanding track performers.
Oh, it's incredible. Just from the Loveland area alone, you see 5-6 kids you know, go on D1 scholarships to college. So it's a yearly thing. Yeah, super deep in this area. Big thing in the northern Colorado area for sure.
Hey, Eddie, latest I heard is they may be thinking about trying to get some get going again in the state track and field Saturday afternoon, kind of later, or if they're going to push it to Sunday. What have you heard? Anything lately?
Yeah, so they canceled today. I've been talking to the people I know at Chassa. They are going to try and get something in tomorrow if they can. I'm hearing between like 3 and 8, but just looking at the forecast, I don't see the chances of that being likely. I think what they're going to end up doing is moving it to Sunday and Monday. Obviously, if they can get it in tomorrow, they will, but I just don't know if they'll be able to.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's switch gears a little bit, go to girls lacrosse. Thompson Valley, number 2 seed. They've made it into the championship. They beat Roaring Fork, Aspen. They beat Castleview in the last one, 11-9, to get to the championship game. That's slated, I believe, for Sunday at 1 o'clock at University of Denver. Am I close?
Yep, you're correct. It was originally supposed to be today, but they jumped the gun on that, seeing the weather, moved it to Sunday at 1 p.m. Should be a good game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Boy, that's huge for girls lacrosse in a sport that really is starting to pick up a lot of ground. We're talking to some lacrosse folks a couple weeks ago, and that's one of the mover and shaker sports right now. They're trying to pick up some ground, right?
Absolutely, and especially with this Thompson Valley program. I mean, before last year, they had never finished close to 500. They were kind of last year's Cinderella team, made it all the way to the state Final Four, and now this year they're back in the championship going for their first ever title. So they've been a great team to cover. Really cool story there.
Yeah, and we talk about boys teams too. Rez, first year that they've had a playoff team go in boys lacrosse. So they got beat. They got run out by Dawson. But first year program getting to the playoffs, not a bad deal there either, right?
I thought that was super impressive. I've talked to their coach a few times. He's a great guy. Dom Alfieri, I believe is how you say his name.
Yep.
But I mean, that's impressive. I talked to them at the starting of the year, and it was like 2/3 of that roster had never picked up a lacrosse stick before. And obviously, that's not an easy sport to just pick up on the fly. So the fact that they ended up making the playoffs, it's pretty incredible.
Hey, Eddie, back to Thompson Valley. They've had just a very nice year this year athletically. You know, such an improved year from a year ago in their fall, you know, fall sports. Even their basketball team was well represented this year. And, you know, I guess just kudos to them for having such a nice year and to be able to, you know, see this fruition end up in a state championship game in lacrosse.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I mean, well-rounded. They won the volleyball championship, made runs in both genders and basketball. Solid football team. Yeah, this is a school that's really good all around in every sport. Had some state wrestling champions, I believe, too.
Well, let's go baseball, Eddie. Let's go baseball. Interesting, interesting situation last week where, you know, after an impressive 2-1 victory with Resurrection going over to Loveland in baseball, that they had to come back and forfeit. And the scenarios that took place after that just affecting regional play for both, obviously, the Cougars and the Red Wolves as well in 5A. One went down, one went up.
Yeah, that was interesting. I wasn't covering that game, but I did talk to a few of the athletic directors about that. It seems like it took them a few days to settle on the outcome of that being a forfeit. My first thought is it's good that at least both teams still made regionals. You know, if that's what held one of them out of it, that would have been a really tough end of the season.
Yeah, but Eddie, it did change things for Mike McGarrow and Resurrection Christian. They probably would have hosted. That's what we were hearing from umpire crews. That's what we were hearing from everybody. And now they've got to go to Brush. That's a team that kind of manhandled them this year. So just saying, that's not a great turn of the coin. We just kind of thought, boy, who's going to be the unlucky Patriot League team that has to face another Patriot League team in the regionals? And it's Res Christian going to Brush.
Yeah, and they have not done well against Brush this year. Neither has any team. That's a powerhouse. I mean, if you're Rez, just hope to get through the first round. What, they get Basalt first round, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And I like how they match up there, so who knows? You get in the regional championship.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've seen the lower seeds win before, so I'm pulling for them.
Yeah. Well, and that's going to be interesting. You go into pitching matchups. You obviously have to win that first game, but it just seems like Rez is probably head and shoulders above Basalt. You know, so do they save Luke Ruby to face Brush? What do you think, Eddie?
I think that's a decent move. I mean, they could go with that freshman Green the first game. He's been solid all year, mid-3s ERA.
Yeah.
I would agree with that call, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to beat Brush, Ruby's your best shot, right?
Well, yeah.
There's
and
no, there's
and
no
Ryan
doubt.
Ward's been throwing well as well. But, boy, to have both Ward and Ruby for that second game against Brush, that's a tough out.
Absolutely. Yeah, Ward's really come along down the stretch after kind of a rough start. I think that game I bumped into you at, Bruce, was when Ward was pitching. That was kind of his coming out party this year. I think he threw like 5 innings, only allowed 2 runs. So he's really come together down the stretch. He needs to throw some big innings for them in regionals if they want to get through.
And the Brush, from the Brush point of view, those big bats, they're just going to have to make a couple connections leading this, you know, this 3A division in home runs. They're going to maybe need a long ball against a couple quality pitchers.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no soft spots in that Brush lineup, so you got to find a way to match up with them offensively.
4A baseball, Eddie, and by the way, we're talking with Eddie Herz from the Reporter Herald. Won a great Twitter feed, Eddie_Herz, H-E-R-Z. Check it out. It's good stuff. Thompson Valley, Mountain View, they were hoping to get in. They both got in. Now, to me, they're playing with house money. No, neither one expected to come out of their region. Thompson Valley, the 28, Mountain View, the 30. Talk about those two teams. It's, as far as I can see it, boy, if they could somehow win two games, it's all cheese on top of the cake.
Absolutely. Playing with house money, like you said, I've talked to both coaches. That's kind of what they've talked about being their advantage. You know, the pressure's off them, but specifically Thompson Valley sticks out to me because they're a 28 playing the 5 Ponderosa, but I think that can be a way closer game than the seeding entails. I mean, Thompson Valley's a team that had a top 10 RPI for the majority of this season. Their hitting can keep them in the game with some really good teams, and we've seen them beat some really good teams because they just have a dominant lineup. So if their bats show up, they could get in a shootout with Ponderosa and win that game. I would not be surprised.
5A, it's going to come down to Greg Brock and the Loveland Indians. I said it again. I said the I word. The Loveland Red Wolves. I know. It's still the San Diego Chargers to me, so I can't get over some things.
I grew up playing the Loveland Indians, so right. That's a hard one.
That's
too.
Right. But Garrett Harstead and company, Hudson Vogeser, it's a good group out there. I wouldn't be surprised to see Loveland make a little hay in the playoffs, too.
Yeah, and as a 19 seed against a 14 Brighton, they've got to be happy against their matchup. They just played Brighton last week and beat them 2-1. As we've talked about a lot, Loveland has the pitching to compete with most teams. I'm curious to see if they're going to go with Harstad or Vogeser in that game one. Obviously, both have been great.
Sure.
But they just pitched Harstad against Brighton. I don't know if they want to throw Harstad out there again or maybe throw Vogeser because Brighton hasn't seen him. That's how an MLB team would look at it. I don't know if high school teams are looking at it like that, but it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Eddie, what do you got? What's your plans next couple of days?
State track whenever it happens, and also that girls lacrosse championship, so I'll be pretty busy.
Fantastic, man. Thank you for catching up with us, and we'll team up with you again real shortly, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Thanks, Eddie. Great info, man.
Eddie Herz from the Reporter Herald, always filling us with great stuff here on Clark and the Coach. I want to thank Quality Well and Pump, great sponsor on the program. Anything you need, irrigation-wise, folks, that want to dig a well out on your patch of land, one place to go, Quality Well and Pump. Got you bookended out there on Highway 85 in LaSalle, in Ault. Give them a call today, 353-3118, the Big Red Q. Great sponsor here. Just chat when you get out there and you call them, say, hey, thanks for the sponsorship. Thanks for being a big part of why we're able to hear out there in Radio Land our great high school sports out here in northern Colorado. We'll come back in a moment, continue with the program. Up next is Ryan Waslowski. Was going to jump on Talk State Track with us. What happened yesterday? What are we going to look at the next couple of days? Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right. Heine. Welcome back to the program. We are efforting to get Ryan Waslowski, the Waz, on to talk a little bit about Eaton Track. And I know a few things that happened yesterday, but Waz was going to open the door on everything. But Zach Vrabel tied for second, so they ended up third on the podium. Trent Solberg was seventh, another Eaton athlete. I'm not sure what Trent's event was. Didn't get that info, but maybe it was in the same triple jump that Zach was in. But Zach jumped really well, no doubt about it. And Logan Gullett, the stud long-distance runner.
Yeah, Logan.
Won state championship, man, the 3,200. I think he was, that was, I think if my brain remembers, third or fourth on the list coming in. So that's a
great
big run.
Win. Yep. And what a great race he ran.
Boy, no doubt about it. You folks want to join in on the Mosier Funeral text line, which only Micah can see right now because the screen I have up here is not working. But if you guys want to text in anything, you've got any ideas, you've got results from track and field, you've got baseball thoughts coming up for the weekend, go to the Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service text line. Bruce, what do you got?
Text us at 888-530-0043.
All right. No Waz so far. We'll keep trying him here as we get to 1142. You never know what happens in real life. You may have to run out and do something important, right?
Well, and as a track coach, maybe they had a situation where some athletes needed attended. You just don't know.
Sure.
Because we know there's a good reason that we're not be able to make a connection. We just don't know that reason.
All right. Let's run to 4A baseball then, give you those updates. How about the plight of the Windsor Wizards, Bruce? They win their conference, but maybe the way they went out, they dropped to the 16 seed. They're the 16 seed in the tournament. They don't get to host. They end up going to number one Palisade. They get to go eat some peaches.
When you're at that 16 and...
instead of hosting.
4A, there's not a big as differential, I don't think, as in 3A. The 16-seeded team, they have
closer to the one.
They have a legitimate shot because of what? Riley Warmbrot.
Yeah, so if they can save him. I mean, so those are the questions. They go against 17 Falcon to begin, and what do you do? I love this coach's decision in regionals because if you lose,
you're going home.
You go home. I've seen it a number of times. Coaches don't use their ace. That ace has to climb on a bus and head home. Their arm feeling great because they didn't pitch at all.
Yeah, I'm guessing Riley has to go against Falcon.
Yeah, I think you probably.
You know, Falcon's a quality team. The
Jackson
Lampkins,
Adam pitched pretty darn good in relief the other day, though, and that's the kid they thought would be the ace.
If they could,
I think, at the beginning of the season,
performance out of him. But Falcon's just coming off a season-ending loss.
Sure.
To the Fort Collins Lampkins.
Yep, that's
close
right.
Game.
That's right.
5-4. So I'm sure those coaches have talked and gotten some scouting reports exchanged. But I wouldn't count the Wizards out by any means. I think they have a legit shot. Palisade came over and played close games with Roosevelt.
Sure.
So it's not like they're just this dominating
agreed.
Number one team that's just been blowing everybody out of the water. Whatever pitching is hot, I look for this to be a really good regional series.
Boy, no doubt about it. Maybe for Windsor, too. Windsor's been a team that's been really high in the seeds in the last few years and has stumbled in the postseason. So
this
maybe
could be their year.
Maybe this is a little more comfortable coming in as a 16 rather than a top 8 team. Roosevelt, Brian Sia's team, they'll play at Cheyenne Mountain High School. They'll go down there 25 versus the 8 in that one in Region 2. Thompson Valley, we talked a little bit to Eddie Herz about that. They get Ponderosa, who's a pretty salty team. Looked at their stats, their season so far. That'll be a tough one for TV.
Yeah, Ponderosa's had some terrific baseball teams in the past, and this year, no exception. A tough draw for Thompson Valley.
Jeffco champion Golden will be at home taking on two teams from our area, Mountain View and Fort Morgan will go. Mountain View the 30, Fort Morgan's the 14, and they get Pueblo East in that first game. I'm guessing Fort Morgan and Golden, this could be kind of salty. This could be good.
I think it should be good. Fort Morgan is a team that has had a lot of state success. thus far. You know, football team, obviously, what a great season they put together. So they have some winners, the guys that are used to winning in state playoffs on that roster.
No doubt about it. Time for us to thank PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. Ryan Waslowski, the Waz, is an exercise physiologist out there, athletic development specialist for the last 5 years in NOCO here. PWI, your own customized, individualized, and personalized fitness and performance center located in the heart of Greeley. Just get your student athlete to that next level. It's what they do at PWI. For services, trainer bios, and testimonials, go to PWITraining.com. And we got him up on the line right now, Ryan Waslowski. Waz jumps on with us right now on the Gould Parts Hotline. Waz, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. All right, hit us, hit Bruce and I with the highlights yesterday. Seems like some of these Eaton Tracksters came to play yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. On both sides, really, we had an awesome day. I think probably the number one highlight was the state championship by Logan Gullett in the 3200. He came out strong, was leading the pack in, you know, in the top three for the first few laps. And then Jess Ruff is our distance coach, and she kind of, you know, let him know, like, hey, if you're going to make your move, make your move. And he makes a great move, gets right up front. And then, I mean, he put, like, 20 meters between him and
Holy
the rest of the
cow.
Pack within the lap, and then he just held it.
Wow,
that's close. So. And that can be a little unusual, can it, Coach, that somebody just leads the entire way and doesn't have a kick and catches somebody at the end?
Yeah, I mean, no one's kick even compares to his when he gets that far. You know, he was so far ahead. He had it in control for, it was four or five laps. He was just cruising. And, I mean, he got done. He looked great. He was like, he was ready to go. So
what a great
that was a highlight. It was really cool. He handled it really well. It was awesome.
Great championship run. Coach, what was he ranked going into the race?
He was third or fourth in. And, you know, the guys that were ahead, like top one and two, when he set the pace, they couldn't quite keep up with it. You know, he went out strong. And the race itself wasn't a crazy fast race. He was close to his personal best, but it wasn't a personal best for him. But he raced it smart and controlled it. And I don't think those other guys knew what to do. It was cool.
Hey, Coach, Zach Grable had a nice run, too, in the triple jump. Is that Trent Solberg was seventh. Same event, or what was Trent in? I didn't hear that.
Yep. Yeah, that was the same event. So we went third and seventh in the triple jump. Zach's jump was good enough to get him second place, but he tied with another kid. So when you tie in the field events, the tiebreaker goes to your next best jump, and an athlete from another local kid from Frontier. He jumped about an inch or two farther than Zach for his second best.
Whoa.
So
okay.
He took second. He's an awesome jumper. They call him T. So he took second, and the kid that won is from Classical Academy, who we're going to be fighting with for the title. So Zach did his job. He moved up a spot, scored some points that he wasn't supposed to, and same with Trent. Trent had a huge personal best also.
Boom.
About a foot and a half farther than he'd ever done before, and
smashed
he jumped up into the finals. So it was awesome. Triple jump was really fun.
Boy. Hey, I know it's early in the meet, but what are the team results as we speak?
Last I saw, we were in fourth place with 22 points, but the leader is at like 25 points. So we're 3 points away from the lead. So we still have Logan has two more events. Zach has two more events that they're both favored. You know, they're both in the top five for. They can make some things happen. We got some throwers going. Well, they were going to go today, but now that's looking like either tomorrow or Sunday. They can score. All of our relays are strong. Our 4x4, Zach and the hurdles. So we've got some opportunities to score some points, and the kids are feeling good. We, you know, with the delay, they've got the right mindset, and that's a lot on Coach Guerra of, you know, hey, look, this happens. It's delayed. We've had meets delayed all year, so. We're just going to roll with it. We woke him up. We got a pool workout in at the hotel this morning, and now we're back home. So we'll hang out and wait for Chas's word and figure out what the next step's going to be.
Ryan, what about on the girls' side for Eaton?
Oh, man. They had some good days, too. Ainsley Ross, she was 10th in the high jump and tied her PR. She had an awesome jump at 5-1 that I don't really know how the bar fell off, but it did. It was an awesome jump. And then Allison and Andy both qualified in the 200-meter finals.
Fantastic.
Allison, Allison ran a big personal best in that 200. She was flying at like 26, 29. So she's ranked third going into the final, and Andy's ranked ninth. So we can steal some points there. And then our relays, the sprint medley, ran the fastest time in all classifications yesterday. So 1A through 5A, those girls had, they were flying. It was awesome. That's going to be really fun to watch.
Boy, rocking and rolling, no doubt. So how about a shout-out for any of your guys over at Performance and Wellness Institute that you're training? Any other kids show up big for you yesterday?
Yeah, it was awesome. The Severance girls have, I believe, the second fastest time in the sprint medley, and all those girls come in, so that's Alexis Hill, Mia Andonzola, Hannah Venata, and Hannah Schistler. So we're going to have a battle in that sprint med, which is really fun. Alexis qualified for the finals in the 100, knew she would do that. Those girls over at Severance ran an awesome relay, the 4x8. It actually had a disqualification for a little ticky-tack rule that was a bummer, but they ran a huge PR. I got a guy, Dylan Supp, who did well in the 100. He ran his, it looked like he tied his personal best just short of the finals. So he did really well there. We've had some good success. It's been pretty fun so far.
Fantastic. Is getting back to it tomorrow a long shot? Do you think we're going to actually resume on Sunday?
Man, that's a tough call. They're hoping that they're going to be able to clear the track out from the snow tonight. It looks like it might be stopping around noon tomorrow. So the last I heard, they were shooting for resuming anywhere from noon to 3 tomorrow. And if they don't get that done, if the track's not cleared out, it's going to be a Sunday-Monday combo. So
right now, Coach, what are the conditions right now as we speak?
I believe it's snowing down at Jeffco Stadium.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm up in Greeley with you guys.
Oh, so okay.
I was like, hey, we should move this meet to Northridge or something. I don't know. It looks great up here.
Of course, we could
be competing right now.
Of course it's snowing. It's the end of May. It's baseball season. Yes, of course it's snowing.
It's playoff time. It's graduation days.
Hey, Waz, thanks for jumping on with us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, might be a chance that I want to jump in with you again later. But if not, maybe we get to recap it, get you back on next week. But thank you for not only taking care of our kids out there, but your sponsorship here on the show, and just appreciate what you guys do, and good luck going forward, man.
Thank you. Thank you guys for keeping tabs on us and supporting everybody. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks, Coach.
Ryan Waslowski, the Waz from PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. As we said, go to PWItraining.com and you can figure out all the great things. Get that edge with the Waz. That's cool stuff. All right, we'll come back in a moment and wrap things up here, Clark and the Coach, on a Friday. Baseball coming Sunday, folks, out at Eaton High School on Preps Radio, so we'll have that for you. Coming back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1. And 1310 KFKA. Micah, did you point at me? You did. Welcome back to the program. Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th in the studio back there. So, cool stuff. Thank you to Mysterio for texting in on that Mosier Funeral text line. Yeah, Eaton's title town. That's fair. That's just title after title after title. Maybe they come get another one here in track and field.
That's just the way it is. Good. I mean, they have, what a phenomenal run.
Absolutely. All right. For Coach, for Micah, I'm Clark. We will talk to you guys for sure Sunday from Eaton. Regional baseball will go at 10:30 pregame, 11 o'clock. We'll get on the air with you. I'll talk to you tomorrow on Preps Rewind at 10 a.m. Until then, you guys all take care and have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK.